Yeah, girl. Hey, girl. Hey,
Oh, now we are we getting tunes tonight? We getting tunes. We getting
yeah.
tunes tonight.
Every night. Welcome to the Girl She Did That podcast.
Yeah. For the first episode. The first episode. The first episode. Hey, the first episode. Hey. All right, well, let's get into it. What you sipping on tonight?
So today I'm sipping on lemonade and tequila.
Ooh, on a Monday.
It's a Saturday.
A Saturday.
Technically.
Okay, is it good? Is it tasty? Is it
delicious? Okay. It's just a splash of tequila. We're just, you know.
Just a splash.
Not doing too much.
Okay. All right.
What are you drinking?
I have a little Hennessy with blueberry lemonade and topped it off with some ginger ale.
Okay. Yeah. We know you love some ginger ale.
Always. Always, always, always. So, what's our purpose of this podcast tonight?
So the purpose of this podcast tonight is that we are going to talk about balancing relationships and friendships. So we are going to discuss in our personal experiences or, you know, things that we observed in other people's relationships, how they have been successful and unsuccessful at balancing relationships and friendships and the importance of having your friendships along with your relationships.
So this is about to be interesting.
Yes.
Okay. But before we get into that, we gotta talk about a girl that did that.
Yes. So today we have made Cassie, girl, she did that.
Girl, she did that
because the way that she showed bravery and showing up for herself, for her family, and you know she will, you know, always be in my prayers for her bravery. It could have went way south, and for some people on social media, it did kind of go south, but it was really something great to see her, you know, stand up for herself and get what she deserved. And I think that also with Cassie, just showing that, like, we shouldn't always be aware of victims, but we should also be aware of predators. Like, just as much as we can see the signs of, or we're aware of, you know, as far as like, you know, don't wear this, don't say this, to not be a victim. I think that we should be just as aware to be able to identify predators just as quickly, because there's been way too many people who've talked about the parties and the stories. They like there's too many celebrities with stories about Diddy and what he's done in the past. And it doesn't make sense why it took this long. And I think that we oftentimes blame the people who are involved, but I think that us as society don't take accountability as well.
I agree. You know, for me, domestic violence is so near and dear to my heart. And someone very close to me, you know, was a victim of domestic violence, and she's no longer with us. But I often think about what she would want or what she would want her story to be, even though she's not here to tell it. And so I hope that Cassie is now able to share and tell her story the way that she should, because it's her narrative. And that, you know, she doesn't allow other people to tell her narrative for her. But we saw the video, so, you know, not much to tell. You know what I'm saying?
Not much to leave for interpretation.
But Cassie, we want you to know tonight, girl, you did that. Okay? We are proud of you. We see you. We uplift you, girl. We uplift you, girl.
Yes.
All right. That was good, Brie. That was good.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about balancing relationships and romantic relationships, excuse me, and friendships. How you want to get into it?
I think you should go first. What do you think? You're the one who's married. How do you? Yeah. We put it out there. You know what I'm saying? You're the one who's married. How do you, you know, balance your friendship and your marriage? You know, those are two big commitments that you have in your life. You've been married for, what, 2 years now?
2 years in July.
July. Get a hand clap for that. So 2 years.
Being married can sometimes be what?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I would not know. It's not my lane. So we're going to take a sip on that.
Take a sip on that. No, I take it on it. Of course. Being married is a beautiful union between two people who actually want to do the work to make the relationship work, which is what I've probably learned the most in the 2 years that we've been married, 4 years almost of being together. But something stood out to me when I first started dating my husband. I ain't gonna put his name on there because he's
okay.
He real shy.
Mommy.
I remember when we first started dating, one of the things you said to me was, our relationship is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I feel about that. That stopped me in my tracks. I was like, boy, what does she mean? It's changing. I don't want it to change. But really, I wasn't, because I was getting ready to enter into a new phase of life that I didn't even realize was happening.
Right?
So I'm glad that you said that, because it brought to my mind that, hey, I still need to balance those meaningful relationships that I do have along with having this romantic relationship. Because as we know, in our 20s, you know, men, they just kind of come and go. They don't really stay. You know, in our 20s, we're trying to figure out what it is that we like in guys, or whatever you choose to, you know, ascribe to it these days, right? But for me in this house, right? In my 20s, I didn't have to do that, right? I got to date who I wanted to date, and my friends was always there, right? But in my 30s, I had to really figure out, how am I going to balance and maintain these relationships? So for me, having my core group of friends, one, and two, having three male best friends, because I think that changes the dynamic tremendously, right? And one of those we share, right, as a best friend, a brother. So I had to really, like, my partner had to be okay with those three guys. Like, this is who's about to be in your life. Are you going to be okay with that?
Correct.
Right? I mean, they're going to be actively involved, because them three is actively involved. They don't just show up when they get ready.
It's not a conversation. It's not a relationship you have in contact with every 6 to 6 months to a year.
I think for me, it was really setting firm boundaries with my partner about, this is friend time, right? This is not time for you to be interrupting me while I'm on the phone, right? Because you want to key. Because you know he would do that, right?
Yeah.
Because the moment he was just like, what is happening here? You want to engage,
right?
But we still need to have that sister time where if I want to talk about you, I can. Right? And not be like, you got to win. I will say, though, like my husband, he knows that I value my relationships. It's important to me, and he knows that. And so it's nice to be with somebody who can balance. But everybody don't have that, and I know that. I'm just fortunate in that regard.
I think that it's important to... So let's first address when I said that, okay? Because you were the first person to be married out of my friends. So you know how I am as far as, like, you can give, and I might be right, I might be wrong. I mean, this is just my thoughts, but, like, giving relationship advice as far as, like, you know, something you just make a promise to somebody and making vows to somebody and making them a part of your family, making them a part of your life. It's two different things, because the things that you can say, oh no, I'm done, like, this is it for me in a relationship, you gotta kind of take a step back and think about it in a marriage.
Yeah.
So along with that, I think that, you know, you are crossing a bridge into marriage. And so that was just something that I had no experience in. And it wasn't necessarily like leaving you alone.
Right.
But it was more so of like giving, just know that, like, if I'm a little bit distant, I'm letting you figure out and adjust how to be a wife, how to be a stepmother. you know, these are all the roles that you are going to have to navigate through. Sure. And so, and I don't know nothing about it. I can Google something for you, you know? Like, how do you deal?
You ain't leave that much space. It was like an hour.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I just didn't want it to be a situation where I just wanted to be like upfront, like our relationship is going to change. Like there's going to be moments where, like, you know, sometimes we can't be on the phone for hours at a time because your husband just came home and y'all haven't seen each other and whatever. You have to acclimate and do all those things, those wifely duties. He has to do his husband duties, you know, whatever it is that you all do in your household. I don't want to hold you up, you know. That's just, you know, an example. But I think that one of the good things that you brought up was prioritizing friendships, because I think that oftentimes when people get into relationships, friendships get put to the side. Yeah. And friendships only become a priority when something is going on in that particular relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's unfair, not only to the friend, but also to the person in the relationship. You're doing yourself a disservice by not allowing your friends to just be your friends. Like you have to learn, I feel like when you're in a relationship or a marriage, you have to learn how to compartmentalize.
Yeah.
And it's not just the person who's married that has to figure things out. The person who's not in a relationship has to figure things out. And I think that having those conversations when you feel like you're becoming disconnected or you're not, you know, you're feeling like there's a change and it's making you act different. I think that that's when people have to have those conversations like, hey, you know, I feel like, you know, we become distant, or I feel like, mm-hmm. you know, I go through situations and stuff like that. And I feel like I can't talk to you because there's no time for me or whatever the case may be. So I think that when it comes to relationships and friendships, I think that oftentimes people have to be intentional about how they want to see how that relationship grows.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think that sometimes we talk about that enough.
Well, and another thing you brought up that I'm like, let me make sure I remember this, is that some people are not mature in their friendships, right? Mm-hmm. So if you give somebody some feedback and they're not open to it, then it severs the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. It starts to cause this breakdown in communication. And so for us, though, we've always been very, we play, we laugh, you know, we keep, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But there's always been this level of maturity, mm-hmm. right? So let's call it what it is, because some people would just cut you off and just be done, because I've experienced mm-hmm. that too. Mm-hmm. I've experienced a friendship where they are not the center of your world anymore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you go into a different atmosphere, whether it's marriage or child or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. right? And because it's not about you, you sever that relationship. Mm-hmm. Right. And so often, and I think about that relationship often, because what would have happened if we would have had that conversation? Right? Mm-hmm. The conversation that we had, right? Mm-hmm. Would that relationship be stronger? Would that relationship end? You know, mm-hmm. still, right? And honestly, was it probably the best thing? Because sometimes you outgrow people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think we forget that it's okay to outgrow folks. It's okay to say, you know what? I can't continue to take you along this journey.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think we sometimes as women, especially Black women, feel like we got to hold on to everybody.
Correct.
When really we don't.
Yeah.
Right. And you're bringing me down.
But I think that also along with that, I think that it's an opportunity. Like you got to remember you're going into a new chapter. Maybe it's just a cleanse, you know? Like maybe these are people you should have probably removed a long time ago.
Yeah.
But you didn't have the strength to do it, or you didn't have the resources, or you didn't have the knowledge, or you felt like, oh, well, maybe this, or maybe like you had all of these doubts of how you felt and the decision that you needed to make moving forward. And I think that sometimes people feel like because of that, because you got married or you had a baby or whatever, they're thinking like, oh, you changed. And it's like, I haven't really changed. It's just that like I've been giving you a lot of chances and you haven't really been showing up. Like you haven't been doing what you need to do in this friendship for you to come to the next stage of my life. you know, for you to enjoy, you know, the other side of, you know, the fence. Like, you know, you are now having to be on this side because you don't have the maturity to move forward, you know. And unfortunately, you know, this situation came up and it was just kind of an opportunity to kind of start over and bring the people who you wanted to bring with you. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a heartbreak. It's just it needed to be done type of situation. But it's just was a situation that was kind of like, I just really feel like it's kind of God ordained. Like, hey, I done told you to get rid of this person so many times. Like, you realize, like, you can't bring that person with you because it's going to put a strain on your marriage.
Because
you don't have that, you don't have the room or the space that you had, because now you have somebody who is a priority, who takes up a lot of space in this room. So you can't have two people who are taking just as much space.
Right.
So, I think that happens too.
So I guess it could be very tricky, you know what I'm saying? But when you have good friendships, strong friendships, you know what I mean? And a good partner that also values those relationships, it definitely can work. Like, it definitely can coexist.
So speaking of male friends, how have you been able to navigate your friendships with the men in your life, along with navigating your marriage? Because oftentimes men have the idea that, oh, this male friend isn't really your friend. He's just somebody who's waiting for you, or waiting for a vulnerable moment for you so basically for him to swoop in and say, hey, it was me all along. Like, you should have been with me this whole time type of situation. So how have you navigated that?
I think for me, very early on in our relationship, I started talking about those guys and, you know, how we became friends, you know what I'm saying? Two of them I grew up with. So for me, that's my family. You know, I'm not going to just leave them to the side. I would never do that. And honestly, before I got married, in, you know, my committed relationship, I was dating someone who did not like one of those gentlemen guys. And that was a red flag for me, gentlemen. That was a red flag for me because I felt like my brother, those are my brothers. So if you can't get along with them in this space, then you can't get along with me. Right? And ultimately, that relationship ended. And it should have ended long before it did. But we could talk about that another day, you know, because I got that good ring.
Hey.
You know but early on, Lyman and I had talked about, you know, my relationships with all three of them. One of them I speak to every single day, every morning, you know, where we have our 9 to 10 minute chat, you know, on my way to work, you know. And I love the relationship that my husband and that Odell have because they know that they both have to coexist with each other because of the love for me, right? And when you have two men that love you very much, they're going to make that happen, you know.
For sure.
And one of the things I noticed at our wedding is when Odell gave his toast, I'm gonna start crying. And, you know, he was like, I really love Odell because I know he loves you, you know, and I know he wants what's best for you. And I know that it's hard seeing your best friend, you know, married, you know, the love of your life. I know that's difficult for him. But somehow Odell was mature enough, right, to say, you know what, that's my sister, right? You are my brother, and this is what it is. We are a family.
Right.
And so Lyman knows that Odell is very important to me, you know, especially every single day. That's how I start my day with him, you know. And as well as the other two, Anshani and Selim, they are a big part of me, a big part of who I am, you know, and I'm not going to do anything without, you know, talking to them about it, you know, having a discussion, getting that male perspective. I think it's a good thing to have males to talk to about certain things, right? To get their perspective on, like, hey, am I tripping? You know, mm-hmm. is it something that I need to think about, you know, from a male's perspective, as far as my husband? Obviously, I won't give them, you know, details about things that's going on, but to mm-hmm. just bounce things off of them is always helpful.
Yeah. Right?
But that's why I chose those particular, the people that I chose to be at my wedding, I chose them for a reason. I mm-hmm. chose them to stand next to me to help guide me through this journey. Because mm-hmm. I never did this before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know nothing about none of this. I don't know nothing about being nobody's wife, one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing about having no bonus kids, two.
Right.
Right? Because this came as a whole package, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
again, I had to remember, I was told long ago by somebody very dear to you and I, Miss Tatum, mm-hmm. that marriage is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's, yeah, you're going to love your partner, but you all are a business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to know how to communicate with each other. And when there are times where communication is difficult, I will go to my best friends and say, hey, let me tell you this. You tell me, you give me the feedback if I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be using, you know, those 8 positive attitudes instead of thinking here? But like, grateful to have a partner that's open and willing to have those discussions, right? And open to know that these guys are going to be here. Right? They're not going.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think that setting expectations and boundaries when it comes to male friends, I think that although I can understand from a male perspective how that could mm-hmm. be intimidating or seen as a threat, I think that, you know, getting to know those friends, those male friends, and really being able to, you know, identify, like, what is, like, how long have y'all been friends? You know, what are some things that y'all talk about? Because it is important for us to have a male perspective,
mm-hmm.
but not have someone who is attracted to us, who wants to date us.
Right.
You know, because that's the way that you know that the friendship is going to be genuine, because, like, I don't want to date you today, tomorrow, next year.
Right.
I don't. I, like, let me know if, like, you have a secret crush on me, because we might have to discontinue this friendship because I have no intentions on moving forward with you in that way.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, jumping to the conclusion and assuming that, you know, your mm-hmm. male friends is the man that's waiting on you to, you know, pounce on you and be like, yeah, like, or sabotage your relationship with the person that you're with. Like, I think that, you know, really just assessing the situation and seeing, like, oh, okay. And really honestly taking the risk, because you can do all those things. Things may still not go your way, or you might be like, oh, what new? Life happens. Things happen.
Right.
But you can't control people and people can't control you. So you have to just trust that the relationship, the friendship that that person has with that person is actually genuine.
Yeah.
My opinion. So.
I agree. So, major highlights of this conversation, what do you think they are? What do you think people should take away from it?
I think that people should take away from this conversation that it's important, just as much as it's important for you to have a relationship, it's important for you to have your friends.
Yeah.
And learning how to balance the two. Because there is going to come a point where there's going to be a season where you're going to need your friends. I've gone through a breakup and, you know, what if I would have, you know, dropped my friends or dropped my male friends for that person? Now what? You know, now you have to go back and do damage control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate, honestly. It's unfortunate to have to go back and be like, you know, I'm sorry. Or like, hey, you know, do you want to go out to dinner? You want to go out for drinks? I'm like, I ain't talked to you since last year.
Right.
It's mad.
Right.
Like, I done moved. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know nothing.
I done moved.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what's going on in that person's life. Like, anything could happen, you know, 6 months to a year. You know, mm-hmm. somebody could have got pregnant. Somebody could have had got married or engaged. Like, you could have missed a lot of things in somebody's life.
Right.
But I think that just taking that, you just remember that you need the people who you have in this season, you're going to need them in the next season.
Mm-hmm.
And just making sure that you are intentional with your friendships and your relationship.
All very good. Very good.
What about you?
I mean, if I had to go back and do anything different, I don't think I would. I think I would continue with the assertive communication. I think a lot of people don't know how to communicate, because we have nowadays these phones and social media. That's how they get things out. But what about having a conversation? Like an in-person conversation. So I think one of the things that I appreciate the most about this particular conversation is encouraging those actual face-to-face conversations or phone calls, and knowing that it's okay if you have a rift in a relationship that you can come back from. That you can be safe enough to say, you know what, I'm not gonna let this, that, and the third interfere with this particular relationship, friendship, romance, whatever it is, right? That you can have conversations about it. And I think that's what's most important that I would want our listeners to know most about the particular topic. So as we wrap this up
Yes, ma'am.
on this night, whatever night we decided it is, we definitely want our listeners to follow us on all social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, our YouTube channel. Okay, we are Girl She Did That podcast, curated by the lovely Bree and Sandy with the four wives. Okay, I
Really like the cheese.
really like the cheese. So we hope that you all are out there. I hope you're working. I hope you living. I hope you living your best full life.
Yeah.
We wish you the best as you go forth in your week. And we hope that you trust the process because the process is different for every person.
Amen.
For that. Click, 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 click.
Ooh.
Until next time, episode number two coming your way. Coming your way.
Okay.